Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
El horrible, horrible, El horrible and be dabbling. Give them their props.
Let me add the core dip.
Hello, Mama.
I'm not gonna lie. I could watch Tukey all day long.
Tukey's fantastic.
Tukey's amazing.
I'm sorry. Could we talk Tukey a bit?
I'm a Tukey guy. I'm a Tukey guy.
Do you play with those breasts and like have fun with them?
Ray, I haven't stopped playing with these breasts since I put them on. Oh my God.
He's an idiot!
Haka haka!
I did text that to Shuley, Vince, and Bedabbler.
That this and Bedabbler, information, who's that?
That's Ooh. El Replay.
Whoa! Hello, everybody! Welcome to Tukey!
Yeah!
Whoa! Love's Mud Shark!
What's up, bitches? This is the Z-Man, a.k.a. The Mud Shark!
Loving misery!
Man, I wanna have fun! I'm having fun! Don't it look like I'm having fun? I'm having a blast!
Tukey loves Mud Sharks! Loving misery! Haka haka!
Haka haka!
Whoa! Hello, everybody! This is Tukey filling in for El Horrible, who is on assignment. How are you all doing? We're trying this again. This is a show. Saturday was not a show. This is kind of a show. This is not a show either. Tukey is very tired. Tukey drove straight. He left Detroit on Sunday, right? Was that Sunday? We left Sunday? Yes. Sunday morning, drove straight through the night, got back too high above the Rocky Mountains. This morning, fantastic. Drove more than 24 hours. We're not driving 24 hours. You know, we stopped. The poop. Tukey had the poop. No, Tukey saved the day in Chicago or outside of Chicago. He jumped someone's car with that Eglo thing or whatever, the jump pack that Cordiff had to use that one time. If everyone's keeping up with all the stupid lore. But yes, there was all these little adventures, but Tukey is so tired. How about you, OJ?
Very tired.
Oh, you sound so sleepy.
Yes, I was yawning. Mm-hmm. I did wake up a little bit because when I found out we were going to come on. But yes, I've been resting since we got back.
Yes.
I think I should be. Right. I think I should be caught up with enough sleep by tomorrow. But
yeah. You do too much. Fair. But yes, it's a fantastic time in Detroit. I feel like El Horrible's stupid Saturday stream ruined everything. All the noises. They never really got into anything. So it's time for Tukey to take over, bitches. Also lost all my sound drops. My whole board cleared itself. I don't know why it did that. Everything's gone. All my Fez Watleys. All my Baba Booies. And the others. And all my stupid sound effects.
But I still have the demon! The demon Tukey!
That's right, Hacker Eye. I'm stealing your bit. WSX, thank you for the $5 super sticker. You're always there for us. Go Broncos. Did the Broncos lose?
I don't know.
I have no idea either. No clue. Couldn't give a shit less about the basketball. No, football. Football. football.
Foosball.
The foosball. So, yes, it was a fantastic weekend in Detroit. When did we leave? We left Wednesday morning. It was fantastic. We ended up staying in Des Moines because we met up. It was the first ever Bedabbler Fest, day one in Des Moines at something called the Prairie Meadows Casino and Racetrack. It was not Rosie. Rosie was not. Stop it. But yes, I don't have any of my Tukey World Order drops. I have nothing. But yeah, so we went to Des Moines and we stayed at a casino. Lost $200 in poker. Motherfucker.
Jesus.
I had jacks full, or no, I had nines full of jacks. He had jacks full of nines. Motherfucker. But I'm so glad I got to meet up with Birch the Great. He's the only one who came to Bedabbler Fest. There was another guy, I think his name was Chris from Iowa. It's so crazy. They reached out and they're like, hey, I know you have to drive through Iowa. I was like, why are you following Tukey? Why are you tracking Tukey's movements? And they're like, no, I know you have to go through Iowa to get to Detroit. Is there any way I can meet up and maybe get a picture or something? And I said, yes, let's do an entire event. Let's have Bedabbler Fest. And Chris couldn't make it. It was too late. Bedabbler got a late start. Bedabbler was planning on leaving in the middle of the night Tuesday into Wednesday. The alarm went off at 3 o'clock in the morning, and Bedabbler was like, why the fuck am I getting up at 3 in the morning to leave to be somewhere in 2 days? So he went back to bed, and that fucked it up for Chris. So I'm very, very sorry, Chris from Iowa, that you could not attend Bedabbler Fest, but you missed it. You missed it all. You missed everything. No collective skulls. No, that's a different thing. I have that somewhere. I can play that, I guess. I think. I don't even know. Tukey is so tired. Drunk Engineer, you'd think Tukey would be very difficult to read in a poker game. Yes, you would. Motherfucker. Nines full of jacks. I was like, yes. Bet into me, you fuck. Yeah, the jacks. Anyway, was there a poster in Detroit? Yes! There was a fantastic poster, and Tukey forgot to get one. Tukey was on the poster, Bedabbler, Cardiff. It looked like Sergeant Pepper. Ers? Sergeant Peppers? Or Sergeant Pepper?
I was on the poster also.
And oh, so was on the poster?
Yeah, and so was Ray DeVito.
Ray DeVito was on the poster?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I had no idea. No, I only, someone told me about the poster, and then I saw it, and I only looked selfishly for Tukey. So I had no idea you were on there, OJ.
I'm right above Tukey.
Oh, are you?
That's fantastic. We're off to like the right side. Yeah, I'm like just, I'm floating just a little bit above you.
You've made it.
I have.
That's fantastic.
It is.
Are we echoing, by the way? Does everything sound good? This is not a show. Someone tell Chad, this is not a show. This is not a show. We're doing big things. Get ready. Buckle up. I'm going to slam into a tree. Squirrel Watcher, good morning, everyone. Where the hell are you from? Good morning.
That's Squirrel Watcher's shtick.
Oh. Hello, Wendy. I saw Wendy.
Where is Wendy?
JT. JT says Wendy is here.
I don't see Wendy.
Joe Walsh. We just put her up. Anyway, yes, we were there. Oh, WATP. Hello, Carl. For $2, I can mail you a poster. That'd be fantastic. I forgot to get one. But yeah, we will talk. It's okay. So what happened? So I lost $200 at poker after Birch the Great. Birch the Great, thank you for coming to Bedabbler Fest. It was great to see you. You're a very generous man. You're a very cool man. It's fantastic. He looks just like Chad Zumok if Chad was fit and young and had a bright future, which is all things that Birch the Great has. But yes, he does look exactly like Chad. It is crazy.
I would be insulted by that.
No, but I mean, he's a good looking Chad. I mean, Chad could be a good looking guy. Chad is not ugly. I mean, yes, he is fat and bloated and estrogen filled, and he looks like Chaz Bono. But otherwise, you know, Chad used to be a good looking, you know, when Chad was a hooper. Did you know Chad was a hooper?
I've heard stories.
He was a young hooper. He would play basketball and hunt sharks. Mr. Hooper. Voltaire, 325, thank you for the 199. Were you comfortable with Ray touching strangers? We'll get into that. We're going to get into everything. We're going to get into a lot of Ray. Hey, send Ray the link.
Okay.
Send Ray the link.
And he's at a bar because he invited me to go watch the Browns game with him.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes, Ray gets very drunk and very loud. Oh my God. Bedabbler was walking on the fourth floor, apologizing to every room in his head at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because Ray's just like,
hell yeah, man. We're here and we're doing it, man. We're just doing it. I'm funny. You know, like, you know I'm funny, right? I'm funny.
Ray's weird. But yes, we'll get into all that. But yes, Birch the Great, it was great to see you at Bedabbler Fest day one. The next day we got up and we left Des Moines to make sure we got to Bedabbler Fest day two in Iowa City, because our good friend Corey from Iowa City reached out, and the same thing. He said, hey, I know you're coming through Iowa City. And Tukey's like, why are you people following me? And Tukey's like, oh yeah, that's right. He does have to go through Iowa. So he wanted a picture. We gave him a picture. Another generous fan. We offered to take him to breakfast and stuff like that, but he had stuff to do. It's fantastic, though. So nice to meet. We met so many great people this weekend.
I was going to say everyone I met was just great. The fans were great. The people on stage were great. It went so fast for me. I wish we would have had a couple more days to enjoy it, because it was a great time.
Absolutely. But yeah, so we met Corey, and he couldn't have a breakfast with us, but we just chatted. We took some pictures. El Horrible's mom took pictures of us. It was great. Fantastic. Really impressed El Horrible's mom to see all these people who want to meet Tukey. Fantastic. Cookie for Tukey, thank you for the $1.99. Rosie Soup was amazing last night. Spidey. No. I mean, maybe Rosie did a soup, but there was no Tukey soup last night. I know Cardiff and OJ did a show, but my phone died and my charger wasn't working, and I was in the middle of Nebraska. Fucking stinks. I hate Nebraska, but I hate Kansas more. I refuse. Tukey refuses to drive through Kansas. Fuck you, Kansas. And I don't even think there's any smelly guineas or wops or do-do-do's there.
Oh, wow.
And I still hate Kansas. I don't even know why. I don't even think I've ever gotten a speeding ticket in Kansas. It's just something about that state. I hate it. Wizard Nug 2, thank you for the $1.99. Tukey is my god and my Satan. Thank you, Wizard Nug. Cardiff Electric, no invite. Yes, this is a Cardiff-free stream tonight. No Cardiff Electric. Just the way you want it. People either really like that guy or they really, and I mean really, hate him. Tukey isn't, whatever. Tukey isn't different. Corey Smith, $4.99. It was awesome meeting you in that back alley in Iowa City. It was amazing to meet you, Corey. Thank you. You were at the second ever Bedabbler Fest. Day two. Another sold-out event. It was such a success. We're doing it. But yes, we literally just kind of hung out in a back alley. We talked. We took some pictures. And then we said our goodbyes. And then we were on our way to the great city of Detroit. Blech. Holy crap. Detroit is such a shithole.
It had some nice areas.
Where? Tell me a nice area.
The bar we went to.
Oh, yeah.
Then the venue where the venue was.
Okay. So we got to the hotel, and the hotel is in a good area. It's by one of, I guess, the Ford plants, because everyone kept asking, hey, where are you staying? And Tukey was like, oh, we're at the Marriott by the Ford plant. And then people go, huh, there's like 1,000 Ford plants, idiot. I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't live in your stupid smelly country or city. I do live in your stupid smelly country, but not in your stupid smelly city. But anyway, it seemed like we were in a good area. Dearborn. Tukey knew nothing about it before we got there. So one of the first things Tukey had to do was find a Walgreens. So Tukey Googled and he found a Walgreens. So he took his car and he went on Warren Avenue. And holy shit, we were right at the section where Little Baghdad meets Little Nigeria. Holy shit. Everywhere. Just tons of billboards written in that pubic hair language. Everyone is dressed up in their ceremonial shit or whatever. Holy shit, Tookie, why are there so many minorities here? I'm so scared. Anyway, I finally found a Walgreens or CVS. I don't even remember. Tookie was so scared. He just ran in, got what he needed, ran out. And then Tookie's like, oh shit, I need to go to a liquor store. Do you remember back in, I guess, the 80s and 90s when Toys R Us, they used to keep all the video games behind the glass?
Sure.
And you'd have to bring up that slip. That's how this liquor store was. All the hard liquor to the ceiling was behind like 20 inches of bulletproof glass. Mm-hmm. Tookie was so happy he was carrying that day. Holy shit. Man, Detroit, you are being invaded. We are being invaded, everybody. Tookie knows where they are. Follow Tookie. Come on. They're this way. Anyway, Tukey got away from Warren Avenue. They have very good food there. Shawarma. All that kind of crap.
Yeah, me and Ray went to a shawarma.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The first day we were out there. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a delicious food made by smelly people. Not Italian smelly people. But everyone's funny, or, you know, everyone's smelly. So what are you going to do? Ghost of Mr. P is rocking April's balloon knot. Thank you for the $1.99. Tookie murdered Ray's parents. No, he did not. I think Ray murdered his parents. So anyway, now Tookie's in a culture shock because Tookie realizes, holy crap, we're at war with Warren Avenue. I don't know where we were, but no, I actually went back to that road a couple of times and all that kind of crap. But yeah, holy crap. Detroit is a shithole. There's a very small little section of a nice area downtown by the stadium and wherever Carl had his thing. But that's like Ferndale. Does that count as Detroit?
It's a suburb of Detroit. And I got to say, Dearborn, it seemed like a very clean and like they took care of their city. I mean, it didn't look like a ghetto or anything like that. It was very well kept, which just got to point that out. So it wasn't like
what
I was going to say. It wasn't like Baghdad.
Dude, Tukey and his mom took a drive one night because we slept whatever day they went to the football game. What was that, Saturday? We drove that night just around. We like aimlessly driving. There are so many abandoned buildings all around Detroit.
Oh, Detroit, yes. I was talking about Dearborn.
Oh, yeah, Dearborn. Dearborn's fine. But that one road, yes, it was crazy. But yes,
the rest of Detroit looks like Baghdad.
Oh,
absolutely.
But yes, this message, who are these? Where was this Tukey at the live show? Ha ha ha. You didn't ask Tukey. Tukey had a whole thing about being scared of all the minorities in Detroit and being invaded, but it never came up. He tried. He's trying to crowbar things in. It was so short and so fast. Everything happened so fast, Carl. But we had a blast, and we will, you know, we'll get to all that. So that's when we first got there, and then we, so that was, what was that, Thursday?
Yeah.
Or Friday. Tukey can't remember. Tukey's so stupid. Ricky Garcia, thank you for the $1.99. I miss Tukey Kumia. Yes, that is Tukey's last name, actually. But I'm not affiliated or related to those other Kumias, those filthy Italians.
Yeah.
With their clever wit and amazing singing skills and musical abilities. Tukey's not related to them. So, yeah, so we went to the bar that everyone was hanging out at. What was that place called?
Oh, geez, I don't remember.
It was something like something on 12th Fifth, Royal. No, I don't know.
Fifth Avenue, maybe.
Some shit. I don't care. All bars are the same to Tukey. Tukey does not drink, so it does not matter to Tukey. But that's where everyone was. And since no one really knows who Bedabbler was, we went in and checked it out. And we just kind of walked by and just kind of, you know, hung out. Cardiff was not there. He was not at the bar, Angry Anus. But then we ran into Kinky Loco and you, OJ. You were the first two people that we said hi to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Were we outside?
No, you were inside. Or no, Kinky Loco was inside, I guess.
Okay.
And then maybe you were outside with Ray, because Kinky Loco took us outside with you and Ray.
Okay, yeah.
And we told Ray that Bedabbler and Bedabbler's mom were Carl's cousins. That's and right. That they know nothing about all this. So we'd be like, oh, hi, Roy. Your name's Roy?
And he'd be like, ah, now I'm Ray.
And be like, oh, hi, Ray. What do you do for a living?
Like, oh, I'm a comic.
Like, oh, that's fascinating. And we just started talking to him about all this crap. But then Ray started to figure out stuff. He's like,
hey, why do you have an NLO hat?
And I was like, oh, what is this? I just bought this at a thrift store. I have no idea what this is.
It's like, I don't know. I think you might know a little more about this than you're letting on.
Like, no, 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 of course not. What else did we do? Did we fuck with him more?
Yeah, you. I think you did everything but tell him who you were. And I felt like you were trying to let him know who you were, and he just never got it.
Yes, we were hinting at things, trying to, you know, see if he could figure it out, but he did not. So finally, I just went, hello, Ray. This is Tukey. Whoa, hacka, hacka. And then we just ended up hanging outside with Kinky Loco and Ray and some other people, but we didn't really hang out with Carl or anyone else. And then they all started leaving, and that's when Cardiff came. Cardiff came just as everyone was leaving. It was fantastic because he wasted so much time.
Well, he missed Carl and crew by like 2 minutes.
Yes. He got to see Dr. Steve leaving, and that was a treat. We got to see Dr. Steve again. Dr. Steve, it was so great to see you. Tukey loves you more than a friend. Ray's second virginity, no explanation needed, $2. Does OJ have video of Raymond's reckless driving? Yes. I don't know. Do you?
I don't have video of his driving.
Oh.
Well, because.
No. Oh. No, that's okay.
The way home, it was pretty uneventful, and he was actually a good driver. But oh, I did document Ray's parking.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot park his vehicle. So yes, I did document some of Ray with his car.
I don't know if the phone's hooked up. I forgot to hook it up. But if you want to call in and ask Tukey a question, 973-440-9770. We saw Ray. Ray was nice and buzzed. Actually questioned whether Ray should drive home. But you even said he was a better driver drunk.
Yes, he is a much better driver when he is drinking, because when Ray is drinking, he knows he's drunk and he knows he has to concentrate on the road. Unlike when he's sober and pays no attention, he's more into texting or looking up songs or whatever the hell he's doing in that thing.
And you also said Ray is one of those people who will do something and then someone else will do the same thing. And then he gets pissed off at that person and like speeds up to drive them and be like, hey, buddy, get off your phone. You're driving.
Right. Ray will be in his phone, swerving into one lane, almost hitting a car, back in his phone, swerving into the next lane, almost hitting a car. Then he'll concentrate on the road, see someone swerve, and yes, speed up, honk at them, give them dirty looks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
So this was a great treat for Tukey to meet Ray for the first time. It really was. I know I've said it a million times, but it was like meeting Mickey Mouse for the first time. Ray is taller than I thought. I know he's another hooper, which is another term for a basketball player. He enjoys playing basketball, but for some reason, I always thought Ray was more pixie-like. He looks like a pixie, like his face. Nola Steve, thank you for the $1.99. FOMO, the first time in a while. Love Tukey. Yes, if you were not in Detroit, you definitely missed out. But yeah, the Dearborn, it was very nice. I will say that because I saw someone else write that it is not, you know, it's not a shithole like the rest of Detroit. Because yes, holy crap. Detroit is a shithole. Do not let anyone trick you. There's nothing there. Except for old buildings. And then homeless people at the White Castle. Come on. Tukey does not want to have to tell a homeless person, I don't have any money. And then that homeless person is still standing by the White Castle menu board while you go, I'll have four number ones. Yeah, make those large. Can I get an extra side of chicken rings? And hey, Tukey's mom, what do you want? Yeah, I know. The homeless person's right there. I know. We told her we don't have any money. Anyway, yeah, we'll take two things, onion rings, some mozzarella sticks, and four jalapeno burgers. That's all. And that's it. We can't give any to this homeless lady because, you know, Tukey's a piece of shit. Should Tukey have bought her something?
Nah.
She asked everybody. This is what she does. She stands next to the menu as you're ordering. She goes, hey, honey child, could you get a homeless person something to eat? And Tukey was like, no, go away. Tukey has no money. And then Tukey proceeds to order $80 worth of White Castle. That's fantastic. Tukey hasn't had White Castle in so long. And Tukey will always remember where he was when he had White Castle for the first time in a long time because it's the same night that he met Ray DeVito. Fantastic. So, yes, we went to White Castle that night. We got some food. We all hung out in the lobby. Did Cardiff hang out in the lobby?
I don't think so. I don't think that night. I don't believe so.
Because was it just you? Me
and Ray.
I remember you, me, Ray, and my mom, or El Haridley's mom.
Yeah,
Cardiff was not there.
I don't think so.
I don't remember either. But I remember we went up to your room, and that's when Ray was very loud.
Yes,
it was crazy. Barrister 1401, thank you for the $2. May I borrow the Tukey puppet to whack off? No, it's disgusting. Don't do that anymore. Mud Sharks Unite, OJ, you got to see the laundry basket in real life?
Yes.
Yay! I only saw a picture of it. Yeah, I didn't go in Ray's room. Should have went in Ray's room to see how the feral live. Mm-hmm. I saw someone saying that they have only had frozen White Castles before. Yes. And they have a little trick. Steam your frozen White Castle. Steam your hams. Don't microwave them. They're much better in a steamer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But yeah, White Castle doesn't really exist to the west of the Mississippi River. There's only one White Castle, and it's in Vegas. But yeah, I love White Castle. So fantastic. So we all got diarrhea together.
Yes.
I think, OJ, you almost died from a White Castle burger.
I did. You believe? Yes.
What happened?
One of the burgers had a jalapeno pepper on it.
Oh no. And
Yeah, I have digestive problems, issues, and I eating something like that late at night. Yeah, I ended up waking up in the middle of the night, and what happened was like acid reflux came up into my throat, and I woke up suffocating.
Whoa! So,
yes.
How did you live?
Well, fortunately, or unfortunately, I've been through that before. So yeah, I just got up, immediately ran to the bathroom, started drinking water, and cleared up my throat.
That's fantastic. Tookie would have felt so horrible if we killed you.
Yeah, that would have sucked. I was thinking that too.
Yeah.
How horrible that would have been.
But it would have been hilarious to tell everyone, do you know how he died?
Right.
He died from a jalapeno White Castle burger. I know. No, he didn't choke on it. It was like an hour later.
A big conspiracy that Ray killed me.
It came back up his throat to kill him. That's fantastic. Well, we're glad that you're alive, OJ.
Yes, I'm glad too.
The jalapeno burger did not kill you. But yes, everybody be careful out there. Everyone's always talking about guns. Guns are so dangerous. What about jalapeno White Castle burgers? Just as dangerous. And probably kill just as many black babies in Detroit. Ray's second virginity. No explanation needed. Thank you for the $2. Allowing Italians in this country was a mistake. Yep. And perhaps what's going on in Detroit as well. But whatever. Tookie does not judge. It's fantastic. Everyone live together. We are a big melting pot. And Detroit is a big melting turlet. Nimrob 71, thank you for the $1.99. Wendy has been trying to call you. Oh, sorry, Wendy. I haven't been paying attention to my phone, you know, because I'm trying to just get my stories all situated and whatever. But yeah, you can call back, Wendy. I'm sorry. I love you more than a friend, Wendy. Thank you, Nimrob, for letting me know. Thank you for paying $2 to let me know. I'm sorry it had to come to that. Ron Melendez, thank you for the $1.99. More like White Power Castle coming from you. Blah. Eat Tookie's green hairy dick, Ron. Just telling you how it is. Yeah, because, Ron is so progressive. He's just going to walk around with his lily white family all around Warren Avenue in Dearborn. Da, da, da. Hey, what does that sign say? I don't know. I don't read curly pubes. But yes, Tookie is a friend of the Muslim moose lamb community. I love moose and I love lambs. So I love the moose lambs. It's fantastic. And the black people. I can't even tell the difference there. Insane. They're all wearing those garbs. Where did they get those?
I don't know.
Crazy. Oh, I should have took a picture too. Like right across the street from the White Castle was, and I'm not okay. I wish I took a picture because everyone's gonna go, you're making this up, Tookie. You're making this up. No, there was the hip hop dry cleaner across the street and the hip hop like barber shop. And they were literally called that. It's ridiculous. Is this live? Good morning. Yes, Dang Lizard. This is live. Trying to make up for Saturday's debacle. Oh, shit. And everyone wants to see Tookie anyway. Fuck El Haribe. Stupid bedabbling live.
We have places like that in Cleveland, though, with those kind of... Do you remember that song, So Fresh and So Clean?
So Fresh and So Clean, Clean?
So, no. Yeah. So there was a car wash that was named So Fresh and So Clean.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this wasn't even like, it'll never be franchised. Like, this was in the hood. Like, I cannot tell you, like, it was the hood. Like, it was just, man, I don't know where we were at some points.
But no, this place was in the hood, too. Like, I think that's just like a hood thing where they come up with stuff like that.
Oh, I guess so. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Well, yes. Like the dispensary, I don't know if we could talk about that, but the dispensary, that I went to.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the hood, and it was called Da Cut, like D-A-C-U-T.
Da
like,
Cut.
It was off in Da Cut.
Off in Da Cut.
It was a fantastic store. If you're ever in the Detroit area and you're looking for some greenery, I highly recommend that place. If you're willing to travel into the hood, but I think everywhere you go in Detroit is the hood. So
all the hood.
Yeah.
All of it. And that's what I was saying. I was like, where are the white people at? That's what I don't understand where they live. But then on the way home, we found a little paradise called Ann Arbor. That is where all the white people live. It's about 20 minutes outside of everywhere we were. But yes, so if you are ever in Detroit and you're looking for the white embassy in Detroit, it's in Ann Arbor. That's where white people go for refuge in Detroit. Holy shit. So scary. All right. So then, so that was, we went, saw Ray. We got White Castle that night. Ray was very loud. Everyone went to bed. Next day, that was Friday. That was show day. Tuki had to go get his makeup done and the wardrobe and all that kind of stuff. But before that, we were all going to go out to breakfast. Cardiff asked us that night. Yeah, so Cardiff was with us that night. Because Cardiff did say now I don't remember. But I think he was. And then he mentioned, we're going to go to breakfast tomorrow. Do you want to go to breakfast with us? And I'm like, yeah, we'll go to breakfast. Yay! So I didn't know, you know, exactly how many people were going or whatever. But the next day I woke up and we were talking to Kinky Loco. And Kinky Loco was in a Airbnb somewhere else. And I said to Kinky Loco, we are going to breakfast with the great Cardiff Electric. Why don't you join us? And he was like, okay, but everyone's sleeping here. Can you pick me up? And Tuki was like, of course we can pick you up, Kinky Loco. There is nothing that Tuki would like to do more. And then Tuki found out he was 40 minutes away. What the fuck? Why were they 40 minutes away from us?
I think because we were 25 minutes away from the venue in one direction and he was about 25 minutes away in the other direction. It just worked out shitty for us all.
Yes, that's what happened. We were in this corner and then Kiki Loco is all the way in this corner.
Yeah.
And then the venue was like in the middle. But anyway, I had to go 40 minutes to pick up Kinky Loco, but I was supposed to meet Cardiff Electric for breakfast in 20. So what the fuck is going to happen? I went and I raced and I raced and I went to go to the house where Kinky Loco was. And finally I got there. And then Kinky Loco's like, oh, everyone woke up, so they're going to come too. So in the end, I didn't have to go all the way that way. What the fuck? But it's not Kinky Loco's fault at all. Not at all. But now at this point, now I'm at Kinky Loco's place. We're 20 minutes late for breakfast. And we're 20 minutes away from breakfast. And Cardiff is now panicking, I guess, for some reason, because he's like, where are you guys? And I'm like, oh, we're on our way. Just order. Order your food. Who cares? He's like, they won't let us. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Now I find out Vinny Paulino is there, and Vinny Paulino is flipping a shit because Vinny Paulino was there 20 minutes before Cardiff got there. So now we're an hour and 20 minutes late, according to Vinny Paulino, and I felt so bad, but there's nothing we can do. Dang Lizard, thank you for the €2. Get your wife white waffles at the hip hop IHOP. Get your white waffles at the hip hop IHOP. That's fantastic. Yes, and we would have been better off going to a hip hop IHOP. I really regret not taking a picture of that now, but I think I know where that was, so maybe I can find a picture of it. Ron Melendez, 199. Did Ray fill you back up during your visit? Ugh, you're disgusting. All right, so now we get to the restaurant, which I guess they got a table for 9, but now we're like 12. So now everyone's pissed off at the people who were there, like Vinny and Cardiff, the waitresses, the hostess. They're all pissed off at them. Now Vinny's pissed off because he sees that we have more people. Vinny goes, ah, fuck this. I'm leaving. I have shit to do. And Vinny got no breakfast. He was so angry. I never saw Vinny that angry.
I really thought it was a bit. I thought he was going to come back in, and he never did.
El Horrible went outside to try and calm Vinny down to say, hey, Vinny, I'm sorry. This is all El Horrible's fault. No, it's Kiki Loco's fault. Anyway, no, it's no one's fault. But I said, come on, Vinny, come back. We're good. Everyone's here. Let's eat. And he said, no, I have shit to do. But no, he was, I felt very bad. But yes, Vinny left. He got no breakfast. And the rest of us, we had our breakfast. Corey Smith, $4.99. Did you ever get a chance to stop by Casey's for a slice of their amazing breakfast pizza? Ugh. No, I did see it, Corey. I know we were talking about the breakfast pizza at Casey's. I'm sure it's delicious, but Tukey does not do breakfast pizza. I cannot do eggs on pizza. I don't know. Something about it just looks gross, but I'm sure it's delicious. I've seen it in other forms, and I'm sure Casey's makes the best, but I did not try it. So we ate our breakfast. We did all our, you know, did all that shit, hung out. We took some pictures outside. And then for some reason, I think they had an event going on because a lot of us had to make sure that we got out of our parking spots by noon. And it was like literally 11:55. So we all went to go move our cars. Stupid Cardiff parked at a bus stop. I guess in Minneapolis, you can just park wherever you want. You can park in bus stops. I know here in the great, well, not so great Detroit, I'm sure their bus stops were labeled adequately. But yes, Cardiff decided, well, I'm the great Cardiff Electric. I have to get my breakfast, so I'm just going to park right here. So that's what he did. And he got like a $45 ticket. So that's a bummer.
That was a bummer.
Very much so. So then everyone left to go do their respective things to get ready.
Well, first, we raced back to El Horrible's car to make sure that he didn't have a ticket.
Oh, yes, we did. Yes, El Horrible had no ticket. When we got there, literally there was a car or a cop parked across the street waiting for it to be 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
We got there at 11:58, and he was sitting there waiting for it to turn to 12 so he can give everyone his ticket. But yes, I agree, Chairman Meow, to park at a bus stop for like 2 hours, that is a pretty cheap ticket, $45.
Yeah, he should have been towed.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why Detroit is such a shithole, because they don't even know how to make money off of their parking and moving violations. I'm assuming, because yeah, that should be like a crate. That should be at least $100. I'm going to write Detroit and tell them to charge Cardiff at least $100. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But yeah, so we went, no ticket for Tukey because Tukey is smart and he follows all parking regulations and signs and pays his tolls. So that was good. And yeah, we went and everyone got to, you know, kind of get their shit together, do their own thing. We ended up all getting to the venue around the same time, right? I don't think anything happened between then and getting to the venue.
No, Ray showed up a little bit later than us, but. Yeah, no, everything was good.
Yep. And yeah, because I saw Ray in the middle of the day. He was going to Planet Fitness to go work out and then blow some homeless guys in the bathroom, I assume. I assume that's what happens in the bathroom of Planet Fitness. So Ray went to go do that and getting all ready for the show. This is a show. And yeah, we went to the show. We met Carl and producer Chris. I think producer Chris and Vinny were the first guys we saw. Mm-hmm. They took us backstage, which was fantastic. Nice little backstage area. We all hung out. And then I know Carl was looking for pizza. There was supposed to be pizza there. And the pizza didn't show until Carl was already on stage doing the show. And that is when the great Cardiff Electric said, I'm going to help myself to this pizza. And he just started eating it like an animal. Carl, he was an animal. He was eating your pizza. And I just wanted to be said here, nor Tukey nor El Horrible had any of your pizza, Carl.
I have to confess, I had one slice. I had
you son of a bitch.
I had to try some Detroit pizza.
I wanted to try it too, but our poor friend Carl, that was his pizza. And he couldn't have it. How dare you, OJ? I expect this kind of crap from the potato, but not from the orange.
I wasn't even hungry. I just had to try a slice. I had to. It was there. It smelled good. I mean, there was four boxes, one slice. Come on.
Ray's second virginity, no explanation needed. $2 eggs on pizza. That sounds even more Italian. I see what you did that.
Now I feel bad.
Hacka, hacka. Oh, look at this. Carl, who are these podcasts? You should have had some pizza. I didn't get any. See, you didn't even get pizza at the end.
There was some.
I don't know who those people were, Carl, but there were a bunch of people that back there after, and they were all eating their pizza. Yeah. But again, El Harible and Tukey had no pizza. And El Harible and his mom even got into a fight about food, and he didn't even think to go give her some pizza. But yes, there were other people eating your pizza, Carl.
Yeah, it definitely was not us.
But you just said you.
We had a slice.
No, you mean us as in El Harible and Tukey.
Cardiff Electric had a slice, and I had one slice. That was it.
Cardiff broke the seal. He was the first. Tukey is narking.
I did wait for him to take one before
I did. Yes, you did. Yes. Carl says it was for everyone but him.
I don't know how good, you know, just so he doesn't maybe feel so bad. I don't know how it wasn't anything spectacular, Carl. It was more like, it reminded me just like of like how white pizza tastes, because the way this pizza was made, they just put like a spot of sauce on like the center of the slice. So the most of the pizza was just cheese and crust. It wasn't, I don't know.
He still ate it. He still ate it, Carl.
I'm just trying to make him feel better.
White pizza. Ghost of Mr. P is rocking April's balloon knot. Thank you for the $1.99. Tukey and Ray ate Stuttering John's kids' boy parts and did gay stuff. What? The hell is that? What does that even mean? But yes, they strolled in with the pizza about, I would say it was like 10 to 15 minutes after you went on stage, Carl. Just being a reporter, we are just observing and reporting. But yes, again, I had none of that pizza, but I wanted to try some. But he did look, I don't know, after you had some, it didn't seem too appealing. But we did want to come out during our segment with hands full of pizza, but we figured no one would get it except for you, Carl, so we just didn't do it.
We also did try to get Ray to eat a bunch of the pizza and take the pizza box.
Yes, we were trying to get Ray to eat as much pizza as he can and take some and put it in his car. But he was like,
nah, I'm all right.
Did he get any pizza?
I don't think so.
All right, before the pizza and all that, we went out and we did the meet and greet. That was fun. We went outside. I know everyone saw that. Nobody likes onions. The event looked fun. Next time, can you pick me up in Vegas since you love giving rides? Yes, that would be fantastic. No, come to Colorado and then you can drive with us. Yay! I know Melton's making fun of me because I drove all the way to Detroit. I enjoy car rides. I don't know. And I thought maybe I can get content at some point, but there's nothing going on the road. So boring. But yeah. It was a good time. It was a good trip. But yeah, anytime, Melton, you want to come, we'll go do a road trip together. We can drive everywhere. So yeah, we did the meet and greet and we went outside with Ray. We did, you know, we asked the people if they knew who Ray was and they did not. Oh, Wendy, I'm sorry. I'll call you, Wendy. I'll call you in a little bit. All right, sweet baby girl, honey child.
We love you, Wendy.
Love you, sweet baby, honey child, Wendy. Kisses. Love you more than a friend. I'll call you, baby. What up, girl? I'll give you the world. But yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not paying attention to my phone, Wendy. So we went out and we did that. And now people are making videos of Ray.
Touching people.
Touching people.
because we went out and El Horrible would go up to people and be like, hey, can I, I don't do a good El Horrible. What is it, like a, hey, can I interview you or ask you a question? And everyone would go, yeah. And then we would, you know, we go, hey, who are you wearing? You know, like what they ask at the red carpet. It was so funny. Right. And then we would say, who are you here to see? And they would always say Tukey. That one person said Vinny Paulino. Congratulations, Vinny. But for the majority, people said Tukey. Or the Kraft macaroni and cheese guy. You know you love it. Who's that guy? What's his name?
Oh, God. I keep wanting to call him Freddie Mercury. But
yes, Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury, the black homeless guy with the golden voice. I think they called him Golden Balls or something.
I don't think that was his name, though.
Yeah, he was
Ted Williams. There you go. Thank you, Josie Wales.
No, that's the baseball player who they glued his head to a tuna can, right? Didn't they freeze his head to a tuna can or something? Ted Williams. But yes, Ted Williams. He is the black guy who's the voice of Kraft macaroni and cheese. Kraft macaroni and cheese. You know you love it. Or you gotta love it. Wait, what does he say? I don't remember what he says. WSX, thank you for the $5. This has to be the best Tukey stream. Any plans of going west of the Rockies? Of course, the Broncos lost. By the way, it's early. Whoa! Who's your team? Honestly, I don't really give a crap about football. I used to gamble on it a lot, and I still do a little bit. So my team is whoever is covering. Also, my family is Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. So we are big losers. We're big, you know, we're used to losing and being losers. But yeah. Yes, I would come west of the Rockies. I want Melton to do some kind of poker game or something. We need to do a Vegas meetup, like a real destination. I just spent over $1,000 to go to Detroit. It's fucking garbage. Who the fuck wants to go to Detroit? It stinks. Let's go to Vegas. Yeah. Gamble, prostitutes, drugs, hookers, murder, guns. Let's kill someone.
Oh.
Let's have a dabbler killing. Yeah.
In Minecraft.
Yeah, and hide the body in the desert. We can rent guns and ride ATVs. It'd be fantastic. But yes, Tukey would love to do something west of the Rockies. It'd be fantastic. Or in Denver. Hey, if anyone wants to come to Denver, there's a city here. I don't think anyone cares about any of this crap, but there is a city. We can go to Casa Bonita. Yay! Tukey has to do something at Casa Bonita. I'm not sure when they open, though. And you also need, like, you need to, like, sign up to get invited to go to Casa Bonita now. It's turning into like Studio 64. It's a Chuck E. Cheese. What the fuck are we doing? Anyway, but yes, I'm going to do something at Casa Bonita at some point. Don't know what or when. But Casa Bonita is fantastic. So yes, all right. So we did the outside thing. We met with we did the meet and greet. I did El Horrible did the pre-show thing. It was fantastic. Now I know I need a light. I had all this equipment, and all I needed was a tiny little light. Would have made things so much better. But we do these, and we learn. This is how we learn, everybody.
So yeah, I took footage with I just had gotten a GoPro, and I was taking footage with that. And yes, I'm very disappointed in myself. I could have done much better, but
no, you did fantastic.
I have learned a lesson, and the next show I will definitely not make the same mistakes that I made.
You made no mistakes. You did wonderful. But yes, no, we are all learning. We're all new. This is all new. We haven't been doing this. Actually, this Saturday is the 1 year anniversary of the Bedabbler channel. The Dabbler's channel was made on 9/23/2022. So this Saturday is the exact 1 year anniversary. And I'm trying to get all the army of cowards together so we can do a group get together meeting. Oh, wow. Look at that. There's a little bit of his hair. Oh, and his forehead. trying to see how far he can go without revealing who he is. Oh, a little too much. NOLA. New Orleans. What is that, NOLA, Steve? What does NOLA stand for? 499. I know it's hack, but it's nice that Tukey has his home team setup back. It was hard watching Saturday morning cartoons with my little sister, sir. I know. I haven't even listened to it. Please don't listen to it. I can't listen back because everyone has told me how bad it is. And I'm sorry, but I wanted to leave it. I wanted to leave it at least up so everyone could see how bad we are. Mm-hmm. We never said that we're the best. Come on. You guys are changing the narrative. We never said we're the best podcast that never has echo issues. We never said that, okay? Our numbers aren't down. They're just not up or steady. They're declining kind of, but they're not down. Magnetic Productions, thank you for the $1.99. I want to go to Casa Bonita with Tukey. Yay! Yes, that would be fabulous. You can come to Casa Bonita. But you have to get yourself there. And I have to figure this out because, yeah, I don't know if they're open. I know it's not hard to figure out, but I will get this figured out. Steve Morton, OJ, did you walk along the street holding your GoPro low, filming people waiting online? In line.
I wonder if Steve, were you there? Because I did do that.
Yes, I believe Steve was. I think I took a picture with Steve. He's a fantastic chatter and supporter. This is all great. This is all going great. So, Ray's second virginity. Thank you for the $2. Watch out, Tukey. Nappy hair behind you. Yes. What is that Gino Bisconti looking hair? I think that's Gino. So we did the meet and greet, the outside thing. Ray touched some people. Let me play this. What is this? Hold on. I'm going to play this. Yes, I was in line, Steve Morton. I knew it. I knew I took a picture with you. All right, let's see this. This is called Ray DeVito Loves to Touch the Fans.
Ray, you don't even get the show. I've only
been on the show, what, fucking 400?
Yeah, but you getting mad at everybody, that makes the show better, not worse. I mean, I don't even know if you don't get it. Voltaire. KB, you've got to watch the video of Ray uncomfortably touching Carl's fans in Detroit. They had no idea who he was.
One fan, who are you least happy to see?
Carl!
Oh, ouch. What did he do to you?
Do you know who this man is? Do you know who this man is? Do you know who this man is?
No idea. I'm Tukey's father.
He's Ted Williams, the voice of macaroni and cheese. Everyone gets this is Ray DeVito, everybody. The great Ray DeVito. No? Yeah, hey! Ray DeVito!
Is that true? People don't
please
even
somebody send me that, please.
It's, it's on Carlos Danger's thing. But
what, Carlos Danger's what? His Twitter or his YouTube?
On his YouTube. But the whole thing was no one knew who the fuck I was. So when I was with El Horrible and he was out there filming people, like, who are you most excited to see? And my joke was like, who are you least excited to see? Meaning fucking me. No one knew who I was.
Ma'am, who are you wearing tonight?
The best for only the Tukey.
Tukey! Who, I dare ask, who are you most excited to see tonight? Tukey!
Who are you least excited to see?
Do you know who this man is? Even though you didn't ask him to, do you know who this is? You just got touched by the great Ray DeVito. You should be privileged.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm Mickey Mantle. I'm awesome.
This is fantastic.
And people are like, this idiot thinks everyone's here to see him. Oh, they think they're here to see Ray DeVito. It's like, yeah.
What does that have to do with the touching, thing, though?
Yes, Ray. What does it have to do with
the woman's arm that I was talking to?
Her arm
on camera. Yeah, and she's kind of fat. I wasn't trying to get to her.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, you asshole! Oh, Ray,
I'm gonna jump off.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Oh, come on, man. Did I do my time? Be a sport.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
Oh, no one's accused of anything.
Right, the fans love this stuff.
Thank you, Toucan Sambo, for making that, because I was like, oh, shit, now I have to find the stream. But you included everything. That was fantastic. But yes, there was a part where El Haribo said, ma'am, you know who this man is who is touching you without your permission. But it was all slowed down. Ray, how dare you call Tukey's fans fat?
Yeah, that's dick. That was uncalled for, man.
Very uncalled for. Did you see the way that first girl was recoiled?
They both were.
Gosh, they have PTSD from Ray. Ghost of Mr. P is rocking April's balloon knot. Thank you for the $1.99. Toogie was on the gas when Chad's dad hit his bro. Stop it. Yeah, who did hit Chad's brother?
No idea.
Who killed? Wait a minute.
He killed himself.
No.
That was the that's the story Chad tells anyway. That he was messing around with the car. Something happened and
he
put the car in drive or reverse or whatever.
Whoa, Tukey smells murder.
Yeah.
Chad, where were you when little Dylan fell under the car that conveniently was put in neutral and rolled down the driveway? Was his name Dylan? I'm making it up. I feel like Chad. If you're going to name your first kid Chad, I bet you would name the next kid something like Dylan. I'm sorry, Dylan from somewhere. But couldn't think of another douchey name. I'm sure there are millions. But yes, Chad and Dylan. Dagobert Uber Dangle, thank you for the $5. Your Ray is the funniest impression in human history. More, please. There's gold in them there, Tarted Hills. Thank you so much. So then, yeah, that was kind of a kick to Ray's ego balls, because the rest of the night we had to fucking just sit there and hear Ray going,
"I'm funny. I mean, no one should know who I am here, right? Like, they don't know who I am. But that's okay, because I'm funny. And they don't know who I am. But it's like, but that's because, oh, they're Drew and Mike people. That's why they don't know who I am. Yeah, they don't know who I am because of that."
Like, Ray was trying to justify constantly why people were saying they don't know who Ray DeVito is. Ray didn't know who any of us were. Except for Tukey. Haka, haka. Yay. Whoa. Franklin Sheckler, thank you for the $2. My 44-minute supercut of Ray versus Pat is on YouTube now. Whoa, yes. That is awesome. I will watch that. 44-minute supercut of Ray versus Pat is on YouTube now. Yes, because that was fascinating. Everyone should go to Franklin Sheckler's YouTube and watch that, because Pat Dixon did not hold back. He was like, "Hey, Ray, why are you telling everyone I have a problem with women?" And Ray would be like,
"Oh, well, that's what I heard, you know. I don't know. That's just what I hear. I don't know. I know nothing about this. I have nothing to do with this. That's just what I hear."
He'd be like, yeah, that's right, Ray. You don't have anything to fucking do with this. So why don't you just shut the fuck up?
Like, I know. I probably should, but I don't know. I know nothing about it, but I like you. You're a good guy.
Like, I don't fucking care if you like me, Ray. Fuck off. Fuck you.
It's like, it was great. It was fantastic. Just the back and forth. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. I was going to say New Orleans, Louisiana is what NOLA Steve stands for. Okay. Tukey's tired. NOLA equals New Orleans, Louisiana. Tukey is tired. RD is wild. Ray DeVito. He is wild. Yes. So Ray is like having, I guess, a little kid around, but a little kid who, you know, can wipe himself. So you don't have to constantly be up his ass. But at the same time, it was like, where's Ray? Did Ray eat? Where's Ray going? Did anyone walk Ray? It was fantastic. It was so good to see Ray. And he hung out with us the whole time. And our segment, it was, they said it was the spud, the stud, and the dud. which meant Cardiff Electric, Tukey, and Ray DeVito. It was fantastic. So we went up there, and we did our little segment, I guess. We were doing Opie stuff. Carl did not send us the Opie clip, so we were not prepared as to what to do. I think we stink. But anyway, we got some lines in and all that kind of crap, so it was a lot of fun. And then Ray DeVito left, and Cardiff and I stayed, and we played To Catch an Alien with Lucy Tightbox. And it was fantastic. And then the show ended, and just as everyone was getting off stage, Ted Williams hijacked the show and was like, hey, can I do two jokes for y'all? And it was like, what? The show's over. What are you doing? You're the announcer. You're not the joke teller. So that was a little awkward. That was kind of funny to see, especially when a woman yelled out the punchline halfway through his setup. But whatever. I guess there is a new young up-and-comer comedian out there from Columbus, Ohio, called Ted Williams. Be on the lookout for this man. He does jokes. He has jokes. It's fantastic. Oh, there was also, I don't know if it'd come through on the podcast, but I remember on Thursday night, Ray took me aside because he was like, I've got two jokes I want to tell, and I want to make sure you don't like do the same kind of joke. But that's the thing. And so Ray told us the joke, which was totally inside.
Right.
No one would get it. And I said to Ray, there isn't a chance in a million billion. There could be a million bazillion other galaxies, dimensions happening where this conversation is going a million bazillion different ways. In none of those galaxies is there one where I'm saying, ah, fuck, I had that joke, Ray.
Right.
He tried to tell it on the podcast, but it was a dud, which we knew, which we were telling him. We told him, right, Ray, don't do those jokes. They would be duds. But yes. Tukey had some things planned, but nothing ever, you know, it's just all spur of the moment. Whatever happens, try to get your things in. But it was fantastic. Then when the show was over, Tukey took pictures with everybody. It was crazy. I saw like at least four or five Tukey shirts. Insane.
Yeah, really cool.
Took a lot of pictures, did some videos for people. It was just fantastic. Tell Ray's joke, Tukey. Oh, hold on. The real Stevie Lou. I heard Dylan was the funny one in the family. Yes, that's why Chad had him killed. Allegedly. Allegedly. But yeah, I have some questions now about that death. I think we need to reopen the case. Beloved Chatter, thank you for the $1.99. Funniest part, meaning Ray equals meaning Mickey Mouse. Yes. That's exactly what it was like.
Ray is like a living cartoon character.
He's a living cartoon character.
He really is.
He's everything. He's everything we see on the stream and more. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. And I couldn't stop staring at the chin. My God, it's magnificent. So we took pictures with people. Bean practice guy was there.
Yeah, he was really cool. Awesome meeting him.
Very cool. And we went to a bar up the street, and this was probably our first real chance to kind of hang out with everybody. Hung out with Carl and Vinny, producer Chris, all the, you know, listeners. Everybody was there. Tukey was doing videos for people still, and he was getting people chanting his name. It was very odd.
Yeah.
Black people.
Right.
They were very excited to see Tukey.
They love Tukey.
They love Tukey. And they had no idea who Tukey was. It was fantastic. I don't know. Oh, well, I guess, hold on one second. I'm trying to see if I have the people chanting for Tukey. 1358. Let's see if this is it. No, this is video of someone defiling Tukey. Fucking animals. I can't turn my back for 1 second. That's having people taking Tukey and doing whatever they want to him. Like fucking Tukey's face. Horrible. Horrible. Poor Tukey. Get your wiener out of Tukey's mouth, mystery person. But yeah, we had a lot of fun. It was really great. I love these things. Hold on, I gotta do something. I just saw something.
I can't wait for the next one. Not even knowing there was like, I don't think there was an announcement for their next show. I know there's a rumor that the next DabbleCon will be in Tampa.
I'm sure everyone has heard the announcement of
Stuttering John,
a drunk. I think that's what it's called. I think that's what the show is called. It's like a one night, one man show with Stuttering John. The hell is that? It's going to be crazy. I guess we might be going to that. And then the night before, there's going to be a live subreddit surfing. I think they announced on subreddit surfing tonight. So March 9th and 10th, Rochester. Just when you thought February wasn't enough. Now let's do March. What the fuck are we doing?
I don't know.
Why are we going back to Rochester in winter? Sucks. But yeah, that seems to be the next thing. But yeah. And then yesterday, Tukey left. Said our goodbyes. Well, we said our goodbyes on Saturday to you, right?
Yeah, Saturday. We went to lunch Saturday. After stream.
Okay, yes. So we cannot forget this. So, Ray, so we met Ari Jane on Friday. It was fantastic. She's very sweet, very nice, very pretty lady. And she was cool. She's hanging out with everybody. And then all of a sudden, everyone was like, where's Ray and Ari Jane? And then, so Tukey picked up this hot chick. And then I think Cardiff picked up a hot chick too. And the chicks were like, I think she went with Ray DeVito. He kind of like whisked her away. Like, what? Yeah, the groupies were like, yeah, I think she went with Ray back to the hotel. We're like, what?
Yep.
And also, is there truth in the rumor that Ray DeVito got Ari flowers? Or was he making that up?
Oh, Ray did mention that?
He kept going around saying, I got Ari flowers that read, have a beautiful Saturday, but it's Friday.
Did he mention that on the stream or just to you? I'm just curious.
I thought he mentioned it. Ah, shit.
Well, that's fine. I'm
pretty sure he mentioned it on my stream.
He did indeed buy her flowers. I saw her walking with a box of flowers.
A box?
Yeah, you know, like
1-800 flowers?
Yeah, maybe.
That's the worst. Why do you go to a florist?
I don't know.
On that street where all the Warren Street, he could have got some Arabian flowers. I think that's called heroin or poppies. Poppies, right? The second you pull on Warren Avenue, you just hear that music like ding, 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 ding. You could have got some great flowers on that road. Ding, 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 ding. But yeah, okay. No, I'm pretty sure. Okay, someone else said he said it on the stream. Beloved Chatter said he said it on the stream. Okay, good. Oh. Stuttering Yawn said he said it on the stream. Okay. So, yes, that was his big joke all night. He was going, I gave Ari flowers, but the card read, have a great Saturday, but it's Friday. I messed up. He's like, oh, what a fantastic Ray. So, anyway, everyone said that the beautiful Princess Ari Jane was whisked away by the evil Ray DeVito. So we decided to all leave and go back, and we were trying to find them at the hotel, But Ray was not. I don't know if we tried to get in touch with Ray, but I know the hot chicks that we picked up at the show, they were trying to get in touch with Ari Jane and make sure she was okay. And Tugi kept saying, like, she is fine. There's no better place to be for a woman, a vulnerable woman, than to be with a drunken Ray DeVito. She couldn't be in a safer situation. What is he going to do with his little ropey kind of penis? He cannot put his soft little penis in anything. There's nothing to worry about. He's fine.
I did hook him up with Blue Chew. So.
What?
Yes.
You gave him a Blue Chew?
I did.
Yes, I heard about that. I gave that to someone as a blind item, but I don't think they went with it today. So that, I'm so happy you said it. Because I did. I sent it to someone. I said, hey, if you want to go with this blind item, it read, what Ohio comedian may have had a boner pill on him this weekend? And if he took it, he absolutely 100% wasted it. So now we're thinking, oh shit, what if Ray is some kind of fuck machine and he just has like Ari up against the wall? He's just right. Like fucking her over the table and on the couch.
He's just like, fuck yeah, take this dick. You love this dick, don't you? Take that dick, Ari. Take that dick.
And then the other idea was, what if Ray accidentally killed Ari because she refuted his advances? And maybe he accidentally killed her, like Frankenstein killed that little girl on accident.
It's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh, she's okay, she's okay. Wake up, Ari. Wake up, Ari Jane. Wake up. Come on, you're just sleeping. You're just sleeping. Come on. Oh my God, oh my God, she's dead. She's dead. I killed her.
It's just pictured because I think there was at one point someone was like, should we go by their room and see if we can hear anything? And Tukey said, oh, I just walked by Ray's room and I heard some kind of saw. Yeah. But yes, so the theories were that Ray, that either nothing happened and they're both asleep, or Ray was man-fucking her all over the room, just clearing tables and just throwing her up on everything and just fucking her brains out, which we all, come on, we all knew that was not true. But hey, we had to throw it in there. And then the other likely scenario was that he accidentally killed Ari Jane and was trying to figure out how to get rid of her body.
Yep. We were joking that, you know, Ray's looking down at her dead body, trying to convince himself, I didn't do that. I didn't do this.
Oh, this is fine.
She's not dead.
Nah, she still likes me. Everything's good. This is all good. Ari, wake up. Get up, Ari. Ari, get up.
Nola Steve, thank you for the $1.99. Tukey jives with Newports, both green. Whoa, hacka, hacka. Yeah, I have to find the video of the Newports cheering for Tukey. Newports, that's horrible. But yeah, everything... It was a great weekend. So yes, this was like 3 o'clock in the morning now at this point. We still did not hear from Ari Jane or Ray. So we all did what anyone else would do. We all went to bed. It was fantastic. We all went to bed. And yes, the next morning we did discover that Ari Jane was okay. She was not murdered. Ray did not smell like bleach. To clean up any kind of murder scene. Obviously, there was not a murder. Ari Jane was okay. So that was good. That was good to see that no one was murdered. And then we did that horrible show.
Yes.
Sorry, everybody. That is my fault. We all should have just done the broadcast from our rooms.
Yeah.
I think Cardiff said that. That was a good idea. I just wanted us all be in the room. And
that was actually me when we were walking outside.
Oh, that was you. Yeah. Yes. That was fantastic. That was a great idea, OJ. Well, sorry I gave it to that horrible Cardiff.
Yeah.
Thanks. I should have known it wasn't him. Annie, thank you for the $5. Hi, hello. I'm so sorry I'm late, sir. I was running as fast as I could, but I fell down because I have bad shoes. I also lost my wrench on my way in.
What the fuck?
Do you know I'm not Cardiff? Was she a moderator on ours?
I don't know.
We can make her a moderator. Make her a moderator. I don't care. You want to be a moderator, Annie? Sweet, sweet Annie girl. I have a total crush on you, Annie. And I think one day I'm going to pump you full of kids. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then me and Annie, Tookie and Annie, with the American dream. 3.5 kids, a dog, a cat, white picket fence. You can see it all now, Ari. Me and you. I'll give you the world, girl. Tookie will give you the world, girl. Franklin Sheckler, thank you for the $5. Tookie makes me laugh harder than the 14-year-old Ray that created him. Thank you. Yes. So we did our show. Ari came down. She came in the room. Ray came down. So we all knew that they were okay. The other theory was that Ari was sleeping in Ray's bed and that Ray was sleeping on the floor. They did have a couch, but of course, Ari needed a place to put her bags. So we're pretty sure that's the way the sleeping arrangements went. But nothing confirmed. Dang Lizard, thank you for the €2. So Ray got a blue chew for Tookie? No. Do you think he took the blue chew at the show? And it was kicking in at the after party, and that's why he whisked her away.
That could very well be.
Oh, shit, my pee-pee's hard. Come on, Mary, let's get out of here.
That makes so much sense. Mm-hmm,
right? Because they said he, like, grabbed her and whisked her away, like,
we're out of here.
He was being... losers. Yeah, he kind of grabbed her to leave, and then she stopped to talk to people, and then he continued down the hall, but then when he realized she wasn't following, he turned around and he was like, come on, let's go.
Yo, bitch, keep up. Where the hell are you? And you gotta take care of this hard little pee-pee.
She was what?
Yeah, she was just taking her time, and Ray was just getting more and more nervous.
Poor Eddie Jane. But yes, it was fantastic to see them both. I got some samples of deodorant, some soaps.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
It's fantastic. Nimrob71, thank you for the $1.99. Tookie is big in the Colt 45 community. Yes.
Yeah, they loved him.
They loved him. So weird. Oh, God. I have Ajita. Oh, God. All right, so where were we? So, yes, Tookie, Ray, fucking Ari. No, he did not do that. He did not murder her. Yes, then we did the show. The show was shit. Then we wanted to go to lunch. David Skywalker, thank you for the $1.99 super sticker. That's fantastic. So then El Harible wanted to take everyone to lunch, but we did not know where to go. Someone suggested the Ford's Garage. And I looked at the menu, and it looked good. And other people said, yeah, that looks fine. Let's go there. Little do we know it was a chain, which is not a big deal. None of us had ever been there. But I would have rather have gone somewhere else knowing it was a chain now. But whatever.
Yeah.
I did not realize we had a Gus's Chicken right by us. That's where we would have went to lunch, Gus's Fried Chicken. If you have a Gus's Fried Chicken, go there. And let other people know they're in the area. So they don't fuck up lunch. But anyway, I did not end up buying lunch because Cardiff Potato, he ended up giving them their his card when he got there, which is the right way to do it. But I thought I made it clear. El Harible wanted to buy lunch. So El Harible bought nothing. But yes, so thank you, Cardiff Electric, for buying us all lunch. That was fantastic. Very classy of Cardiff Electric. We all had a great time. Yeah. At lunch, we made sure Ray was fed. What did Ray order?
Oh, he ended up getting... He was going to order something else, and he saw what I ordered, and then he just ordered what I had.
Oh, he did? He got the burnt end sandwich?
Yeah, I think we all got that sandwich.
I did not. I got a barbecue brisket burger, and I fucked up because I should have got the burnt end sandwich, but El Harible's mom got the burnt end sandwich. And of course, she didn't eat that thing. So I had it later. It was fantastic. It was delicious.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So I am glad that we went there because that sandwich was the shit. And so that was great. We had a nice lunch. And then from there, Ari and Ray and OJ, you guys all left. And then Cardiff, he was going back to his hotel with the babe he picked up from the show. And then he was going to a Michigan game that night with Carl and all the big shots. He was going to the football game with them because I guess someone canceled. So he got the invite. And that's pretty much where everyone ended. You guys left. Was there anything that happened on your ride home with Ray?
That was pretty uneventful. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Took Ari back to her car, and then we got on the road, and yeah, just kind of, we were talking about boring stuff, hip hop music. We listened to some old school hip hop songs, and that's pretty much it.
That's fantastic. Tuki went back and he took a nap, took a long nap, and that's when Tuki and El Horrible's mom woke up at like 9, and they decided to just drive around like aimlessly. And that's when we discovered there are no really nice parts of Detroit except like downtown by the stadium and I guess Dearborn, if you want to call that part of Detroit. But yeah. And then the next morning, we saw Cardiff Electric. We said goodbye to him, and Tuki drove straight through the night. We stopped at a rest stop to sleep for a little bit, but yeah. We didn't stop at a hotel on the way home, and I got home today, this morning, and it was fantastic. It was just a really, really great trip, really great people. All the people who attended the show, the people who put on the show. Carl, thank you for putting up with us. You know, I know you hardly know us, but you treat us so well, even though we're so stupid.
I know.
WSX, thank you for the $5. Wouldn't Tuki and Annie children have Ray DNA? Just saying. Yeah, those kids are going to have some problems, but what kids don't? But yeah, those kids would be really fucked up. Like, really? Whoa. Could you imagine? Toto Payne Diaz. Toto Payne Diaz. Toto
nice.
Payne Diaz. Whoa! Hacka, hacka. I like that one. $4.99. Total pain in the ass. Oh, I could have just read what they wrote. And then I would have gotten it. But that's fantastic. Thank you, Toto Payne the ass. Nimrob 71, thank you for the $1.99 Tuki soup at the Apollo. That would be fantastic. Do we know anyone at the Apollo? I would do that. Why not? I'm telling you, I have to find the video. And you'll see what I'm saying. Oh, my sweet, sweet Annie girl. You're now a member of my channel. This is where it starts, Annie. This is where our love blossoms. No Lost Steve, thank you for the $1.99. Tuki loves me more than a friend. Saints 1, FYT. Fuck YouTube?
I think so.
Fantastic. Congratulations to the Saints. Even though I didn't pull, I had a parlay going from yesterday. But I needed the over, and I don't think it hit. No, it didn't. Fuck. Beloved chatter, $1.99. OJ, how many hours in a car with Ray could you take?
Not much more than I did.
Yeah, because like I was in a car for well over, or about a little over 24 hours, you know, with sleeping and stopping and getting gas. And do you think you could do 24 hours in a car with Ray DeVito?
If he's driving, no. Possibly, I could possibly do it if somebody else was driving.
Fantastic. I don't know why this video, it's not being emailed. I feel like I have to put it in my drive. Read super chats.
Dang lizard. Did Cardiff invite you to the potato bar, or was it a barbecue restaurant?
The Ford's garage was like... Oh, wait. Oh, I guess you can hear it. Oh, I should move my mouth when I talk. God damn it. I can't do this. I'm not a puppeteer. Dang lizard. Yeah. It was just like a burger restaurant. No potato bars that I saw in Detroit. A lot of shawarma.
Yeah.
All right. I'm preparing to email this to me one more time. the Newports. I'm going to make the subject Newports. Dabbler. Da, da, da. All right. I think it's sent. We shall see. Should we call Wendy? Wendy, are you still up? I know it's late.
Yeah, give her a ring.
Let's call Wendy. Let's call my girlfriend. What's my chick up to? Oh my God, there's so many Wendy voicemails. Oh my God. All right, I'll save those. All right, Wendy, I'm going to call you. Girl. See if this works. Da, da, da. Ah! Jesus.
Hello, Tuki.
Is this my girlfriend, Wendy?
Yes, Tuki.
How are you? Yay!
I'm doing good, Tuki. Whoa! Haka, haka.
Haka, haka. Back to you, Wendy. Wendy, have you ever been to Detroit?
Yes, Tuki.
Wendy, have you ever been to Detroit?
No, I haven't, Tuki. I would love to go to Detroit one time and see you.
No. Wendy, stay as far away from Detroit as you can. Please, promise Tuki that.
Okay.
Yeah,
Tuki. I promise you that, Tuki.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Wendy. Wendy, what did you do this weekend?
You're welcome, Tuki.
What did you do this weekend?
This weekend I hanged out with my mom and been doing my YouTube shows, Tuki.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. What did you eat this weekend?
Yes, Tuki.
What did you eat today?
Me and my mom went out to Denny's.
You went to Denny's?
Yeah.
Me and my mom went to Denny's when we drove to Detroit. We got breakfast. What did you get?
I got a macaroni and cheese dinner with a salad.
That's fantastic, Wendy.
Yeah.
What are your plans for this week? Do you have anything big going on, like Chad Zumok?
I'm planning on this week doing a show with you on my live stream with you, OJ Potato. And I'm trying to get a hold of Stern John, but he will not talk to me.
Why not?
I don't know.
He's a dick. That's why, Wendy.
I know that, Tuki.
Well, I don't know. I can't speak for OJ and the Potato, but I'm sure they would love to join you and Tuki on a show this week.
That would be great, Tuki. I cannot wait, Tuki.
When were you thinking, Wendy?
I was thinking probably either tomorrow or Saturday.
Okay. Let me talk to them and I'll get back to you. Tomorrow might work. What, at night?
Yeah, that'll be great, Tuki. Tomorrow I'll be able to do it. Yes, Tuki.
Oh, Wendy, you are so wonderful. Do you know that?
Thank you, Tuki.
Oh, thank you, Wendy, for being Tuki's friend. And we'll see you tomorrow,
you're
probably.
Welcome, Tuki.
All right, and we'll promote it.
Yes, Tuki.
Everyone go to Wendy's channel.
Tuki.
Everyone go to Wendy's channel.
Yes, Tuki.
And give her a subscribe.
Yes, Tuki.
Yes, Wendy. Hey, Wendy.
Yes, Tuki.
I love you more than a friend.
I love you too, Tuki.
Whoa! Hacka, hacka!
Whoa! Hacka, hacka!
Bye, Wendy. I'll talk to you tomorrow. She's fantastic.
She is so cool.
All right, so tomorrow, because I don't know if Saturday is going to work for Tuki, but yes, tomorrow, look out for us on Wendy's channel. It's like Joe Wash can't shower for a week. Is that it?
I think so.
Oh, that's tremendous. How do I remember that? Something like that. You can find it. Come on, get her some subscribers and some hours and all that crap. You're watching a puppet. Watch Wendy. All right. But that's it. Thank you to everyone in Detroit. Carl, producer Chris, Jenny Jingles, who's fantastic. All the ladies in this universe are so wonderful. It's crazy. Yeah. Carl's sister-in-law, Chrissy, and his brother, Grant. Other more fantastic people. That guy, Jimmy, who was hanging out with them, and Kinky Loco. They had a tremendous Airbnb that had an aquarium that literally had to have a sign that said, do not swim in this aquarium.
Yeah, that's the one thing I am bummed about, that we just did not have the time to come and hang out with those guys over there.
Agreed. I would have loved to have gone hang out. And I was like, why would they have a sign? Like, why would you need a sign? Like, don't people know not to swim in an indoor aquarium like that? Like, who would think to swim in there? And literally, the next person I talked about the house was Ray DeVito, and he goes,
yeah, they had a big aquarium, and it actually had a sign that said don't swim in there. And it was good because I was like, can I swim in this?
But he was being like totally serious. I think See, now Ray's going to do a stream tomorrow. He's going to go,
I wasn't being serious, Tukey. It's called a joke, okay? It's a joke. But these guys take everything seriously. This is a joke, okay?
I don't know if it was a joke. But anyway, this is fantastic. We're all doing this. We're doing it. Whatever this is, we're doing it. There's a lot of stuff up the horizon. No, there's nothing. Well, no, there is a lot of stuff, actually. You know how Chad was always like, hey, buckle up. We got things going. We're doing stuff. Stuff's coming. And then nothing happens.
Right.
We actually have stuff coming up. Like this Friday, it's the return of Yo, Remember the 90s. Yay! And that's going to be, what, 9 p.m. East.
Yeah, Cardiff, so. Yeah.
El Harible and OJ. Tukey has nothing to do with this show. Probably pop on every now and then, but he has nothing to do with it. It's a Tukey-free zone. But yeah, so we're doing that this Friday, and then another Be Dabbling Live and Tukey Soup on Sunday. But so a lot of big things coming up. A lot of big things. Nothing new. Well, I guess new episodes, but we don't want to be like Chad and promise you that all these big things are happening and then nothing happens. We also got an offer. I'm willing, almost want to take it just so we can dig into John or Chad a little more. But there is someone who has offered to come on and tell us about their experience at a Chad show. And this person already did an interview a couple of days ago. But he or her, not she, not Skinny Tooth John. Oh, no, I shouldn't have said that. But she said if she wants us to come on, she might have some more stuff that she remembers or didn't say. So I almost want to do that just so we can keep talking about his stupid stand-up show. It got him so angry. Did you see Chad today?
No, I don't watch Chad.
God. He was so great. He's calling her a liar. Melton's a liar. Everyone's a liar.
She had fun. She had fun in my show. I don't care what she says. She had fun. You guys are dorks. Dorks. You guys are dorks.
But yeah, anyway, we'll figure it all out. More amazing content to come. I know I owe everyone a members only stream. We have to do one of those. We haven't done one in a while since we burned Ray Tard's shirt. I know that was over a month, so we have to do one soon. So maybe we'll do that this week. I don't know. Tukey needs to get some sleep.
Yeah, maybe. I'm thinking maybe next week just because we have. I think it's going to be a little tougher this week.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I guess we'll play it by ear.
Everything's going to be tough.
Yeah.
WSX, you've been a member for 4 months, and Tukey loves you more than a friend for that. That is fantastic. Yo, Remember the 90s is going to be great. Yes. I think there's a lot of mainstream potential with Yo Remember the 90s. It is not Hackverse related. Yes, people from the Hackverse will be on it, but it's not about the Hackverse. It's about the 90s. Yo, remember the 90s? Fantastic. All right, Tookie's losing his voice. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you to the people he met on the road. Tookie on the road. Tookie on the road. I didn't even record a Tookie on the street. I dropped the ball on that one. I should have had Tookie go down the line and ask people questions. But it was the spur of the moment. We were in the moment. And I actually, like, did things instead of just worrying about recording things. And I had a ball. I had a blast. These things are so much fun. I know I always say, why do these podcasts and things do these live events? What do they get out of it? And I don't know what they get out of it. But I know that the people who go to it get a lot out of it. We really do. It's a ball. Like, if you have a chance to go to one of these, even if you have to travel, just go. Just go do it. Ask one of us where we're staying. We'll tell you where we're staying. We don't care. We're not celebrities. We're normal, stupid people who live at stupid hotels with stupid Ray DeVito. We get in cars with a drunk Ray DeVito. That's how stupid we are. But yes, we'll hang out. We'll all get drunk on stupidness. We'll hang out and do. We'll talk shit. Chew the shit, as they say. And then we'll all be quid. That means we're all even, I guess, according to John, even though can't really find any evidence that that's an actual word. But whatever. But yes, if you're ever on the fence about attending one of these live events, I do have to say it is fantastic. So do it. What are you waiting for? Your next opportunity is March 10th at Comedy at the Carlson. Well, March 9th, too, if you want to go to a live subreddit surfing. Oh, yeah, everyone's clamoring for that. When are we going to get a live subreddit surfing, potato? March 9th. That's when you get it. Yay! Fantastic. Thank you, guys. Thank you for the memberships. Thank you for gifting memberships. Thank you for the super chats. Super thanks. I got a couple of super thanks while I was on the road. That is fantastic. And I think that's it.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired, Tookie, so I think this would be a great ending point.
Let's get the fuck out of here, OJ.
Let's do that.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great night.
And remember, kiss your favorite person of color today. And remember, Tookie loves you more than a friend. Yeah!
Whoa! Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tookie.
Yeah!
Loves Mud Shark.
What's up, bitches?
It's the Z-Man, a.k.a.
the Mud Shark.
Loving Misery.
Man, I want to have fun. I'm having fun. Don't it look like I'm having fun? I'm having a blast.
Tookie loves Mud Sharks. Loving Misery.
Haka haka.
Haka haka.
You want to trade for $10?